This is Robert from AlionEye.com. Not AlionEye, AlionEye. The rental scrimmage just finished. Before I hit the road, I figured I'd record another little one of these. I have no notes. I've done a couple other ones with notes. This one's just going to be top of my head reactions after the scrimmage. First off, you never know how to feel. I've tweeted this several times this week on, like, special teams plays. You know, blocked field goal in the field goal drill. Awesome. You know, Tez got up in the air and got a hand on it. He's an athlete. Awesome. Number two, or maybe Corey legit blocked it. Number two, it was a low kick after a bad snap and a poor hold. So it's like, you know, yay, no, boo. You know, which side is it? It's hard to say. So on a scrimmage like this, every play is like that. You know, either the defense made a good play and you're questioning the offense, or the offense made a good play and you're questioning the defense. The only times that I think you can really make a judgment call is when you're not matched on units. They'll put the first string offense against the second string defense. At those times, the ball should move. Same thing, second string offense, first string defense, they should not move. So the scrimmage started out like that. First string O, the kickoff, Terry Hawthorne returns it all the way to the 36, and Dimke had to make the tackle to prevent the touchdown, pushing him out of bounds. So, again, great return, horrible coverage. Then the first string offense was Shieldhouse, and they just moved right down the field and scored. 11-yard run from Jason Ford, something like that, exactly what you needed to see. Same thing, they started the second string offense from the 35 going the other way. Defense comes up with a three and out. First play was a reverse, sniffed out by Trulon Henry. He didn't bite. He picked it up and tackled. I can't remember who the receiver was on the reverse, but Henry got him in the backfield. It was a great play. Second play, Henry made another run stop. Third play, I can't remember exactly what happened. Three and out. So they decided just to give the offense, or, you know, give the second string versus first string D one more shot. So they started it over at the 35. Got down to third down, personal foul, moved the ball to the 50. Next play, a little slant to Darius Malines at about the 30. He jukes a safety and is gone. So that was probably the first yikes play of the day, of the game. After that, most everything was first string versus first string, second string, you know, second versus second, third versus third. They'd do a, you know, short yardage drill, first versus first, second versus second, third versus third, and then they'd go to the next drill. So in that essence, it's difficult to get a read because you don't know if it's the defense making a good play or the offense is struggling or what it is. Some players that stuck out as good, this freshman tight end, Evan Wilson. Okay, they did red zone drill. First string O, first string D at the 18. First play, Shieldhouse to Evan Wilson, touchdown. They run the twos out there. Evan Wilson stays out. First play, Whitmer to Evan Wilson at the two. First down and goal. So this kid made plays on back-to-back. He's really tall, as I've mentioned. He just, you know, when I first saw him, he just looked lanky and awkward, like a 17-year-old kid, like, you know, just growing into his body kind of guy. But he's got good hands, twists in the air. You know, he's probably needs some more maturity and some work in the weight room and such. So my first reaction would be to redshirt him, but he made a lot of plays and was running with the ones tonight. So he was impressive. Who wasn't impressive? I hate to say this. I don't want to say this. Nathan Shieldhouse looked shaky. Petrino was all over him tonight. Because he wasn't in the booth, Petrino got to be basically on the field. So he's 15 yards behind the play each play. And he lit into him several times. It was just, he missed a pass. It was bad footwork. He threw it off his back foot while jumping, trying to be Tebow or something. Petrino lit him up. He went the wrong way on a play. Didn't flip to Jason Ford on a play. Didn't do that. So, anyway, all that's going to be later tonight, or probably sometime tomorrow. I'll have a long post about it. Those are initial reactions. I won't hold your ear for too much longer. So, again, thanks for listening, and I'm headed home.